Item 7, from the Director of County Economic Development, Department of Administrative Services, requesting authorization to sell 5 county-owned tax-deeded properties for appraised value to the City of West Allis, provided that the city agrees to suspend stormwater fees and assessments on county property in the city, and requesting authorization for the county to convey by quitclaim deed the properties to the city.
Mr. Cialdini, please introduce yourself and your position.
David Cialdini, Project Manager for Economic Development.
All right. Go ahead and present the report. And there's, for the committee, there's a resolution attached to it. Mr. Cialdini.
Madam Chairwoman, committee members, this action item brought before you is essentially the first sell-off of the county's excess properties that were acquired through the foreclosure process. This is a deal that is with the City of West Allis. West Allis has funds available for purchase and either rehabilitation or demolition and new construction for housing. So the city has identified 5 properties that they would like to apply their funds for. The 5 are listed here. City of West Allis is a municipality that does assess stormwater management fees. So in order for this deal to be completed, a successful MOU needed to be completed between the municipalities. We have that here before you, where the City of West Allis will cease future stormwater management fees. In return, the county will sell these 5 properties off. One last note, property letter D, 6215 West National Avenue, was actually a report brought before you last year, is simply not part of the home funds this time around, but since it was still on the table, we're putting it in with this package.
And I think I asked you to contact the supervisor that represents the district.
I did put together an email report to Supervisor Wyshon. Not receive any feedback from him.
But you did send it to him?
I did.
All right. Committee members, any questions, concerns, motion? Supervisor Bone?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'll go ahead and motion for approval, but also an explanation of the agreement on stormwater fees and the city having the right to reinstitute them after January 1st, 2015.
Supervisor, the MOU, as you correctly pointed out, is not an indefinite agreement. The city does have the ability to reinstitute the stormwater management fees. It was the best deal that we could come to after months of negotiations. Right now, both parties are in good faith, willing to honor this, but there is the opportunity that this could change in the future. If it does, the county will revert back to its policy of not doing business with the City of West Allis. They understand that. So we're hopeful that this is the start of something good.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you. I agree that, you know, we should move ahead on this. It's a long, and I just want to make a pitch since administrations are in economic development that it's not apples to apples, I understand, but you know, the less we're charging each other, it seems the better. Mm-hmm. We're asking the municipalities, which I agree, you know, not to assess the county. I think it goes both ways too. I know I've been involved in some water utility conversations recently. I think that should be a priority for the county executive. I'm making a pitch, taking some latitude. Thank you, Madam Chair. But I think we need to move quickly on this so we don't lose out. And, you know, these intergovernmental cooperations, I think we need to move forward, hopefully, on this and come to a quick compromise. And this is part of a process, there's a storm, but the water utility, I'm very interested in that, too. So I hope there's something going on there. And I just want to use that picture. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Yeah, I echo those thoughts, Supervisor Schmidt. I'm not as familiar with West Allis. I know in South Milwaukee, for example, they collect the stormwater fee, and yet Oak Creek, the Oak Creek handles much of the stormwater, and they basically look to the county to take care of all the issues. So they're collecting the fee and we're doing the work. It doesn't make sense. And I assume that's true in other places. However, I think we want the city of West Allis to, you know, to be able to move forward. They collect their own home funds, mm-hmm. correct?
Correct.
West Allis does. And apparently they want to go ahead and use it. I think the one on National Avenue is actually close to their farmer's market. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And they want to make a parking lot there. I mean, these are good projects. I don't think as a committee we want to hold this up. I know there was some concern with Supervisor Weish on, and he may still feel the same way. But I think we've done more than enough to at least give him the courtesy. If he wants mm-hmm. to, if he wants to weigh in on this on the board floor, he can certainly do that again. But I think it's time we get moving on this, and hopefully West Allis, you know, will start working with us on this. I think we have a good position on it. So I'm glad we at least have the MOU on these existing properties, and perhaps we can get this resolved as we go forward. So, all right, we do have a motion. Madam Clerk, please call the item.
On the motion to recommend adoption, Supervisors Bowen.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Rainey.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend adoption of item 7 prevails.
Thank you. Please call item 8.